want to run this part?
Sure.
Well, you take that mic, I'll take this one, we can both talk.
Okay, so this is the, I guess, the open mic feedback opportunity, a chance to gripe, make suggestions, harangue the GPO or your fellow developers, I suppose. There's, you know, no reason that should be pointed at us. I actually wanted to maybe start off the discussion with a few observations on how we might make the meetings better, and maybe a couple of questions. So, you know, my model for how to run these meetings is maybe a little more ITF-like. So I like having the mics in the middle of the room so you can have a queue. It makes it for, you know, you end up getting a little more of a dialogue. I think that it's been a little hard to hear in this meeting, so I think that's something we could improve. The demo room, I thought, you know, we've got a very large room to meet in, and we had a relatively small room for the demos where we had people plus equipment, so I think that we might make that bigger next time. I thought the demo was really exciting. That there was a lot of energy and a lot of good projects. And I think I talked to a few people who were new to Genie and were a little disoriented by the demos because many of them sort of, you know, were very focused on sort of intermediate progress. And so I think we could have done as a community could have done a little bit better job sort of giving context for the demos. One thing that I think we might do is make some handouts so that you can walk around with like a little short description of what the demo is, so you've got some idea of what's going on. And we actually collected some text, and material that would have done that went into the registration packages. It just many people didn't have them when they were actually doing the demos. You know, I'm questioning. So we have, I think, the basis of a meeting format, which is a day and a half that's plus a little bit starting the day before. So, you know, certain people might have to come earlier. So the demos, the meeting before, the newcomer session, a chance for the clusters to meet. I'm interested in getting feedback on how that works. And before you start talking about when you have to leave to the airport to fly somewhere, keep in mind that when we do this on the other coast, that calculus is going to be completely different. But still, you know, do you think that this is the right amount of time to meet? Is the meeting too long, too short? This would be, you know, useful for us to hear from you as the participants. And any other topics that you wanted to talk about? So I'll let's open the mic if anybody has something to say.
Yeah, while people are gathering their courage, let me just add a little bit of context. From the GPO, we're about up to here or maybe up to here in this project, which means that we can't see anymore what's really screwed up. We really do rely on you guys to tell us something obvious because we're so busy we don't see it. So that's number one. And number two is we actually did a fairly radical redesign of everything based on a very good suggestion by John Turner for last time. So we really do listen and change things. And the final part is, you know, if you prefer not to speak in public, please, you know, just come up afterwards and tell us what we're doing wrong. James?
I guess.
Come to the microphone and explain what should be improved. Oh, okay. Is that the real James, or is that some other James?
Apparently, everybody is perfectly content with the
way. Wow! Okay.
You know. So pleased to hear that, or maybe the malcontents have left already.
Okay. If anyone, you know, actually really has point, just come up afterwards and tell us, because we'll listen to you. We'll do our best. For example, we know that the wireless connectivity here was quite poor. Right, there's a lot of things that clearly were not so great. So just come tell us, because a lot of them we probably don't know about. And we'll okay, well, let me quickly segue into, we've got got everything interlocked.
Wait a minute. I have a follow-up on that. I think we have some expertise in this group for actually testing wireless. And maybe somebody could put together a suitcase-sized thing that emulated 200 laptops that the planning people could take to a venue to find out whether or not, in fact, they would fall over when we suddenly showed up with 200 laptops.